America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
We are going to get to, they said it, in about a half an hour at 7. That is a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. And we will certainly discuss what Brad Marchand said about the ongoing Jeremy Swayman saga during They Said It at 7 on this morning's show. This is Frank from Cape Coral in Curtis's favorite state, Florida, not like the rest of us. Hello, Frank.
Hey, good morning, Greg. How are you?
What's up?
Hey, thank you for taking my call so quick. And I've been bugging Courtney for another Florida road trip, and I promise I'll get you some more skull dip.
We will be there in February for an extended period of time as the Red Sox return to the Grapefruit League and to greatness. So I'll give you a heads up. I'll give you a heads up. But this is, I heard Sam Kennedy say it the other day, Curtis, this is the off season in which they are going to go for it.
Oh, okay.
So I hope you're ready for that.
Oh, I can't wait. I just want to go back to get lunch at Twin Peaks with you guys. That was fun.
Me too. That was fun.
Yeah, and this time I won't sneak attack you on it, and you guys can enjoy it.
No, it was great that you came over. Some of us thought you were going to pay for the check when you did that, but we were delighted to meet you. What's up? What are you calling about?
Oh, the Battle of the Basement in the AFC East, because I'm probably the only loser Dolphins fan that calls this show.
Uh-huh.
And obviously, I'm going to agree with you 100%. Mike McDaniel, he's not it. And a lot of the blame that you put on Elliot Wolf also has to do with down here with Chris Greer. But like I said, who loses this game this Sunday is really going to be in worse shape, in my opinion.
Yeah. Is the mood down there turning when it comes to Mike McDaniel? It seems like it is nationally, but
yes.
It is. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, he has
100%.
I saw last night he has essentially the exact same record that Brian Flores had.
Right.
When it comes to coaching 38 games or whatever it
with
is.
With a much better roster.
And yeah. You know what's crazy? Yeah. The people down there, because when I was down there in Hollywood, Florida, don't like his shtick. They're getting tired of that.
Well, yeah. I think
some people love it, though.
Nah, the fans that I was talking to, they were like, oh, we're getting tired of this guy and, you know, his shtick. And obviously it ain't because of winning. But I give the guy Chris Greer credit down there because he went out and got Tyreek Hill. He traded for Brandon Chubb. So he's got no problem with going to get guys. I know he let Christian Wilkins walk away in free agency, but they get your players down there.
Yeah, I just think that we're back to the ongoing discussion,
right,
about the different generations, mm-hmm, and about the way in which you try to manage people who don't want you yelling at them or don't want you holding them accountable or want to focus on a work-life balance or
right,
whatever it is. And so Mike McDaniel was held out there,
mm-hmm,
as the be-all, end-all when it came to the kind of coach that the guys love. And he's a happy-go-lucky guy.
Yep.
He came all the way from, you know, he was an intern early on, and he made it
a
all
ball boy.
I
yep
mean, made it all the way to head coach. And look at him. He can relate to his players. Yeah, but he's yep not winning football games.
Nope.
So
another destination for Belichick. The Belichick destinations are opening up like crazy because yeah of the way people view some of these new coaches. And after a year or two, or not a year or two, but a couple years, where they don't see this transition into championships,
yeah,
I think people are like, you know, owners are going to be like, all right, give me a guy like Bill in here who has proven he could do it his way and win chips.
And all the talk about Brian Flores and being mean to Tua and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Brian Flores might be the best coach that's not I mean, outside of Bill Belichick, the best coach that's not currently coaching in the NFL.
Yeah.
He has turned away the Vikings.
What?
Yeah. Might be the best defense in football.
Yeah. Right.
Yep. Yep. Great point, Curtis. All right. Shime, let's get right to this.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
Shime, great choice this morning. Eric Burden and the Animals. What made you pick that?
Jeremy Swayman and Davante Adams.
Okay.
They've been singing that all night.
All right. Well, go. Go when it comes to your lead.
So my lead pertains in part to Davante Adams. I think he may be a bit of a difficult get for your New England Patriots, but I think ultimately he is under contract. It is a trade, so you can theoretically acquire him, and you could try and, you know, Kevin Garnett the whole thing and get him here, and you may not like it, but then all of a sudden, three games later, Drake May's in, and maybe he sees something for next year. There's a possibility there, but on top of that, I think in general, there's going to be opportunities here for the New England Patriots to acquire wide receiver talent. If, in fact, you were interested in a guy like Brandon Ayuk, and you were even willing to pay him that money, there are going to be other guys available, especially here at the trade deadline, that you could try and trade for, acquire, and then they're on your team. You don't have to worry about trying to overpay in free agency for them. Guys such as Amari Cooper, DeAndre Hopkins, and then if you go a little bit farther down the list, even a guy like Christian Kirk is better than what you have on the roster for the most part.
Doesn't D-Hop, he has an issue with the clam chowder or something?
Maybe he does.
I mean,
but
I don't think that's happening.
But I'm just saying, like, there are going to be opportunities out here for receivers.
Yep.
Unfortunately, the offensive line trade market isn't as bountiful.
Right. Bountiful.
Yeah, because a lot of the offensive linemen that are going to be free agents next year anyways are all on playoff contenders, so it's going to be hard to find rental guys there. Mm-hmm. You'd actually have to go and spend something to pull him away, pull an offensive lineman away from a bad team.
Yeah.
So that would be a little bit more difficult, but you can sign those guys in free agency in the offseason, and that's where you can focus that money. So I think there's an opportunity here to improve the team this
trade-wise.
Year still.
Trade-wise.
And then
trade-wise.
Correct.
You said DJ Moore?
I didn't even say DJ Moore.
And he's another one.
He seems unhappy in Chicago. Like, there's the wide receiver market for you. It's fortunate. This is just constantly there's going to be guys available.
I think you're going to have to do it that way.
Yep.
Because the longer that the quarterback you took with the number three pick sits on the bench and nobody knows what he really can be.
Right.
The more difficult it is going to be to get a free agent to sign here.
And isn't it easier, too, if you have a number one receiver to say, oh, let's throw Drake out there, because worst case scenario, he can be like, nah, Davante Adams down there somewhere.
Well,
and
that's
just throw it in that direction.
That's why I said, Greg, by you not playing Drake May, and if Drake May looked like he was, like Jaden Daniels, for example, looked decent, Davante Adams might be like, oh, I want to go there. This guy's going to feed me the ball a ton.
Yes. But Matt Chatham says you have no idea what you're talking about, essentially.
My boy Chatham.
Okay, essentially.
Is there a possible scenario where I can leapfrog Curtis for my lead? Because this is a good transition into mine.
Whoa, the man has been here for over a decade.
I know, that's why I'm asking.
It's up to him. It is up to him.
Of course, ladies first.
Are you sure? Because I don't want to, you know, overstep.
Are you... Curtis, are you an open the door for women person?
Okay. Chivalrous?
Chivalrous?
Chivalrous.
Greg, I actually noticed recently you're doing it more.
What?
Opening the door and like having me go in front of you.
I always try to do that.
It's gotten exquisite.
Gotten better?
Oh, exquisite?
Yeah.
Oh,
I got to work on that. My wife always says I got to work on that.
Oh, see, I always thought you were very good at it.
We're pulling out the chairs or opening the doors.
My old man taught me that. Oftentimes, I will scurry my way out of the Red Turtle in order to open the door for Lindsay.
That's pretty very cool. Nice.
Yeah, that's really good.
I feel like it's just going the extra mile.
Yeah.
Thinking of you scurrying makes me giggle.
Pull a seat out at dinner, too.
You mean asking the valet to do it?
I do pull the seat out
at
dinner.
That's good.
I do a little trick where when she sits down, I'm sitting in the seat already. You know what I'm saying?
Like Santa Claus?
And she always has to be facing out.
Excuse me?
If you're sitting at a table with a woman, she is supposed to face the room. You are supposed to only face her.
I didn't know that.
No.
I had no idea.
Yes.
Never put your back to the door.
Leapfrog Curtis.
I'm leapfrogging Curtis because Wiggy just brought up Drake May, and Brian Callahan has made it clear that the Titans are going to stick with rookie Will Levis after Levis went down with
second year player Will Levis.
Yeah, this is second year.
Oh, I'm sorry. Second year with Will Levis. But they're sticking with him over Mason Rudolph.
Okay.
Mason Rudolph came into the game on Monday night, led the Titans to a win over the Dolphins, and looked pretty okay. Mason Rudolph is like a Jacoby Brissett. He's going to be like a career backup.
Yep.
But he handled the situation pretty nicely. And a lot of people said, well, if you keep Mason Rudolph in for the remainder of the season, maybe you could get the Titans a few more games. This was only their first win. They're 1-3 on the season.
Right.
They have a bye week this week. Brian Callahan said that they're going to stick with Will Levis as long as he's healthy moving forward. That is because Will Levis is supposed to be the future for the Titans.
Mm-hmm.
Drake May is supposed to be the future.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Of the Patriots. The Patriots need to take a page out of the Titans' book right now and just go with Drake May. Don't worry about the injuries. Don't worry about anything besides the fact that we need to look for towards the future and not just focus game to game. It's setting the Titans up for success, having confidence and showing confidence in Will Levis, making sure that they're going to go with him moving forward. I just saw the way in which Brian Callahan spoke about Will, and even though he's injured, and as long as he's healthy, despite what Mason Rudolph could give them this season, that that's where they're going to go because of the future, and I would just like to see that from Jerod Mayo.
Yeah, well, Jerod Mayo uses the future. In fact, used the future on this very radio show Monday as a reason why not to play Drake May right now.
Right.
So.
And I don't understand that. And I understand we're going to get to Matt Chatham and whatever he said about Wiggy not understanding. I'm with Wiggy. I don't get it.
You don't get it. Okay. All right, Courtney, great lead.
Good job, Courtney.
Thank you.
Worth the leapfrog, I believe.
Yeah, that's always.
Well, I don't like to, Curtis could do a lead about
something
Taylor
else.
Swift, and then we're going back to football. Right. I just want to make sure that it's seamless.
Ooh, wow. I love it.
That's good radio instincts right there, Courtney.
We're going to get to Curtis's lead and Wiggy's lead and my lead next. For those who have an issue with Travis Kelce, I'm going to address that in my lead.
Okay.
And we will discover together what he just spent $70,000 on.
Wow.
When it comes to whether his mind is on football or not.
Engagement ring. Please be an engagement ring.
Yeah, that's not enough money for him.
We will get to that coming up next.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.